Hello, this is the phenology report for the Ely area for the week of November 20th through November 26th. My name is Jacob Moravitz, and I am reporting for Ms. Jeske's 6th grade class at Ely Memorial Middle School. Reviewing the highs and lows for the last week, our high temperature was 39 degrees on the 20th and 24th of November. That is the same high as last week. The low temperature was 6 degrees on the 22nd. Our sunrise for today, which is Monday, is at 7:32 a.m. and sunset is at 4:20 p.m. We have had many days above freezing, and lots of students are commenting on how icy it is outside. In other places, the snow has melted and exposed some green and brown grass. Caden was spearing for fish on Shagwell Lake on the 26th, and reported that the ice is 6 inches thick. Izzy was out on Shagwell Lake over the weekend with skating because the ice was very smooth. Although many lakes are frozen, Burnside Lake is not 100% frozen over yet. There were a couple fox sightings this week. At cross-country ski practice at Hidden Valley, Lily noticed a red fox pounce on something in the snow, but because it was so crusty, it didn't break through and get anything. Tommy saw a gray fox cross the road during the evening and said it wasn't the usual color of red foxes we commonly see. When Gavin was walking behind his house, he noticed some tracks that looked like a deer but bigger. We thought they were probably a moose. Two chickadees were seen by Esther, and they were fighting for food at her bird feeder. Some students brought in pictures of birds for us to identify. Both Abby and Chase brought in pictures of what looks like a pine grosbeak. The pine grosbeak at Abby's house flew into her window and was lying on the ground until her family picked it up and put it in a tree. Perched there for a while, then flew away. Brielle brought a picture of a bird at a bird feeder. We thought it was a junco because of its dark slate gray back, gray side, and triangular beak. Thanks for listening to the Ely Phenology Report. We'll be back next week with reporting on more changes.